Residents in Damascus said that they heard several loud blasts shortly before the television news bulletin that reported the incident reported that Syrian air defenses targets projectiles fired from Israel. This is breaking news. We got to talk about this. Also, is this what all of the earthquakes across America, really across the world, but there's been a lot in America, especially the past couple of months, has all this been building towards this headline about the attack around Damascus? Could this be the fulfillment of the Damascus prophecy of it being becoming a ruinous heap? We're going to talk about all that and more on today's Peck Report. Hello, everybody. Josh Peck here. Glad to be talking with you again today. And I know I said this yesterday, but I'm going to say it again. It is good to be back in the studio. Let's just take another look at it. Isn't it wonderful? It's good to be back. So I'm not going to go through the whole recap of everything that occurred. You guys already know the story, or you can go into previous videos to check that out. And I especially don't want to dwell too much on that, especially in light of some recent events. Now, by the time that you're watching this, I record these usually a day or two prior to when they air. So probably by the time that you're watching this, you probably already have some more information on this than I do, or at least you have access to it, because breaking news today states that Syrian air defenses have targeted projectiles fired from Israel. So this is big news, because anytime something like this happens, a lot of us Christians who look at Bible prophecy, our minds instantly go to the Damascus prophecy about it becoming like a ruinous heap. So is that what's happening now? And could the recent surge in earthquakes across America, really across the world, but across America, have anything to do with this? We're definitely going to be talking about this, and we're going to be talking about a lot more here on Peck Report. Before we do, though, I want to tell you about Ultimate Foods Healthy Meal Planning. Let's just get this out of the way so we can get to the breaking news. We're actually not getting anything out of the way, because this is actually a really important product, and you should look into this if you have interest in losing weight or just being healthy, just eating healthy. There is so much garbage in our food today. It is unbelievable. A bunch of books have been written about it, specifically books produced by Defender Publishing, which you should check out. But Joe Horn has written about this in his books, Dead Pets Don't Lie, specifically about the pet food industry. But also some of his more recent work, like Time Bomb, talks about just really the garbage that's in the food that we eat. There's so much trash, so much that's making us sick, causing us to be ill. It's unbelievable. But you know, it makes you wonder, how do you find time to do all the research necessary to be able to stay away from this stuff? Well, all the research is done for you. Healthy meal planning by Ultimate Bundles makes this really easy. So you're going to have to check this out. They have over 1,000 whole food recipes. There's 38 done-for-you meal plans to choose from. They have nutritional info for every recipe. It's indexed by dietary needs and your own personal health goals. It integrates with a real plan app, and you get to spend less time in the kitchen. All the hard work is done for you. All you got to do is look it up, get the ingredients, and make the food. And it makes it really, really easy. So you spend less time in the kitchen. You don't have to research how to prepare any of this stuff. And you know what you'll find surprising is it's not as costly if you know how to shop. It's not as costly to eat organic, to eat healthy, clean foods. You just got to know how to shop. You just got to know what ingredients to get so you can maximize the benefits with a small amount of details and a small amount of groceries. And this is what this does. So you want to check out Ultimate Bundles Healthy Meal Planning. Less time in the kitchen. It's less of a burden on your budget. excuse me. And also, you're going to be saving money in the long run, because it's less doctor's bills, it's less hospital visits, all of that stuff. So make sure you check into this by clicking on the link in the description below, or just go to dailyrenegade.com and click on the banner. It doesn't hurt to at least see what they have to offer. There's also 5 e-courses, 5 e-books, lots of great stuff. The Healthy Meal Planning Bundle is Yours for only $49.97. If you add $10 more, you can get the desserts and drinks bundle along with it. So check the links in the description below for that. Okay, so breaking news as of today, and again, probably more has developed by the time that you get to watch this. That's why a lot of times we don't really do a whole lot of current events here on Peck Report. We do more broad, timeless kinds of things, but we do have to talk about current events when in light of prophecy. At least when I say current events, I mean we do actually talk about current events quite a bit, but not the day of, because usually we record these a couple of days ahead of time. But so J-Post has reported on this. Israel's Air Force struck targets outside Syria's capital of Damascus late Friday night after residents reported loud blasts. So Syrian state media SANA, S-A-N-A, quoted military sources as saying that regime air defenses intercepted enemy targets coming from the direction of Quneitra, and the state television channel showed footage of the night sky with a point of light firing up into it and the sound of shooting, and reported that air defenses had brought down some objects. It did not immediately report casualties or material damage. So Yasser Aqbi tweeted out, according to pro-opposition reports, the strikes targeted the 1st Division headquarters of the Syrian army near Al-Kiswi, south of Damascus. Now, other local reports said that the strikes targeted Iranian arms depots. Israeli officials have repeatedly voiced concerns over Iran's entrenchment in Syria and the smuggling of sophisticated weaponry to Hezbollah from Tehran to Lebanon via Syria, stressing that both are red lines for the Jewish state. In an effort to prevent sophisticated weaponry from reaching Hezbollah, Israel frequently carries out airstrikes against Iran and its allies in Syria. In January, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel has a set policy of preventing Iran's entrenchment in Syria. So in April, Israeli planes targeted a military position near the province of Hama in Syria, but Syrian air defenses intercepted and downed some of the rockets, Syrian state television reported. So this has many people asking, you know, this is nothing new, these strikes, but is there going to be a time where all of this culminates into the fulfillment of the Bible prophecy about Damascus becoming a ruinous heap? Is there going to be a time where God essentially gets sick of this stuff and the threats against Israel and says, okay, enough is enough, and then that prophecy will be fulfilled? Even more than that, is the recent surge in earthquakes around the world, does that signify something happening here? You know, we're told in prophecy, Jesus himself even said this, that one of the signs of the end times, one of the signs how we can know that Jesus' second coming is approaching, is there will be earthquakes in diverse places. And we see a lot of that in the book of Revelation as well. Earthquakes in diverse places. Well, there are ministries today and news sources that compile all the most recent data about earthquakes and can actually show that there has been an increase. And the further time goes on, the more earthquakes, the stronger earthquakes in the more diverse places we see. That's what we get. So recently, especially in 2019, we've had a pretty significant increase in earthquakes around the world. And we see it a lot in America, but even in Israel, there was a recent one in Israel, even to the point where Orthodox Jewish people, you know, not saved, people who don't recognize Jesus as their Messiah, even they are recognizing this has prophetic significance. You know, and again, they don't see it the same way we do. They don't see, they're not going to take seriously, you know, the prophecies of Jesus Christ, of course. That's why we need to pray for them and we need to witness to them and things like that. But even they see the prophetic significance here, because there's a lot of Old Testament prophecies as well. By the way, just speaking to that for 1 minute, and I'll try to get back to it when I tell you how you can become a member of Daily Renegade. But that is something now that we are financially supporting. Your membership to Daily Renegade means that you are assisting efforts to bring the gospel to the Jewish people. It's something I believe very, very strongly in. And with this ministry, we don't want to be a stagnant pond. We want to be a flowing river. So money that comes in, we want to send that out as well to other efforts. So we do support St. Jude's for obvious reasons. You know, they took care of our son Nathan, and they take care of lots of kids with cancer, and they have some pretty high percentages of survival rates. So we use some of that money coming in from you guys for memberships and things. We use that for St. Jude's. We also use that towards reaching the Jewish people with the gospel. That's something that we're very passionate about. We believe in strongly, and also on top of that, we send some funds to some pro-life sources to. So hopefully we can save some lives that way too. You know, we don't like seeing babies getting killed. So those are the three main things right now that we're supporting with part of your membership. So I'll talk a little bit more about that, but a little later. But even the rabbis who don't recognize Jesus as their Messiah, even the rabbis are seeing a prophetic significance here. So if you haven't heard, Israel was just struck with an earthquake. There was an earthquake in Israel, and there's a rabbi, Adam Eliyahu Berkowitz, who is a name that you're probably familiar with if you keep up with this stuff. He says that this is a birth pang of the Messiah. Now, again, you know, Orthodox rabbis, they're looking forward to the first arrival of a Messiah because they don't see Jesus as their Messiah at all. And there are many interpretations of certain Bible prophecies within Christianity that would say the Messiah they're looking forward to, because it's not Jesus, they're looking forward to some political figure, that is going to be our Antichrist. The Jewish people will be mistaken that this is the Messiah. They will realize that when the temple is desecrated, so on and so forth. So they even the Orthodox rabbis can see there are prophetic implications to things like earthquakes. We differ on how we interpret those. You know, we would say, well, we know that part of Bible prophecy in Christianity is the arrival of the Antichrist. And we would also recognize birth pangs as a common way of looking at prophecy. You know, when they happen more and more frequently, more often and in greater intensity, it's like a woman about to give birth. The contractions come and go, and that happens faster with greater intensity. You can think of prophecy like that, and you can think of earthquakes like that as well. So, Breaking Israel News just reported on this. A minor earthquake in Israel on Wednesday went largely unnoticed, but a rabbi, who is an expert in end of days clues hidden in numerology, reinterpreted the data, noting they indicate a truly earth-shaking, no pun intended, I'm sure, change is about to be revealed, the birth of the Messiah. Now, this has been something that's been talked about a lot with Orthodox rabbis as well, is any day, basically any day now, the Messiah is going to be revealed, they keep saying. You know, it's after the elections, or it's after Purim, that was one of the most recent ones, that any day now, the Messiah is going to be revealed. And now they're talking about this earthquake thing. Now, if this was something that just happened all the time and they've always been saying this forever, then I would say, all right, well, you know, probably don't have to pay too much attention to it, although it is important to understand what they believe so we know how to defend our own beliefs. But like the earthquakes, like prophecy, these claims have been getting more and more frequent with greater intensity. They're really looking for somebody at like any day now. And even just because we know that that's not going to be the real Messiah, that doesn't mean they don't believe it. You know, they believe it, and they will put somebody in that place. They will put somebody, they will have somebody in that role. So we have to keep our eyes on that. So an earthquake measuring 4.4 on the Richter scale gently shook the country. And at around 8 p.m., the earthquake began with its epicenter approximately 150 miles off the Mediterranean coast between the northern cities of Haifa and Hadera, according to the Geophysical Institute. This was the first serious earthquake felt in the Holy Land since January. Now, back in January, there was another one, a 3.6 magnitude tremor that was felt in the north of the country. Israel is seismically active, located along the Syrian-African fault line, which runs along the Israel-Jordan border, part of the Great Rift Valley that runs from eastern Lebanon to Mozambique. Now, experts have estimated that a major earthquake is statistically due to strike Israel every 80 to 100 years. Now, that's interesting when you read the book of Zechariah. When you read about we would recognize this as the second coming of Jesus, when his feet touch down on the Mount of Olives, that it splits with a great earthquake. So that's very interesting. Could that be that this will occur somewhere in the next 80 to 100 years? I, of course, would love to know what you think. Please leave me a comment in the comment section below. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe to this channel and click the bell for notifications. But the last major earthquake to hit the region was in July of 1927, with the epicenter in the northern part of the Dead Sea. So statistically, every 80 to 100 years, that would put us somewhere between July of 2027. Now, isn't that interesting? You know, we're at 2019 right now. Next year will be the year 2020, and then 7 years after that is 2027. And there are common interpretations of Bible prophecy that state there will be a 7 year tribulation before the second coming of Christ, before the return of Christ. Again, not setting dates here, but it's interesting to pay attention to these numbers. So back then in 1927, several cities were severely damaged and close to 300 people were killed. Now, in recorded history, the Jordan Valley experienced major earthquakes in the years 746 and 1033. Scientists are more concerned about southern Israel, which they estimate gets hit by a significant earthquake greater than magnitude 6 every 500 years, with a wide margin of error. The southern section hasn't been active since 1212, since the year 1212, over 800 years ago, so it's long overdue. Now, in an article in Haaretz in February, it gave the following estimates. It said, quote, "Once every 1,000 years, Israel is shaken by a quake bad enough to leave 70,000 people homeless and could kill several thousand. And once every 2,500 years, we can expect a quake that leaves 200,000 homeless and could kill at least 7,000 people," estimate the statisticians, end quote. Now, similarly, a 2016 report by the Knesset Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee's Home Front Readiness Subcommittee found that if Israel were to be struck by a 7.5 magnitude earthquake, an estimated 7,000 people would be killed, another 8,600 injured, and a total of 377,000 would be left homeless. In addition to that, the country would face damage of up to $200 billion, which is just incredible to think about. Now, though that's clearly traumatic, massive earthquakes in Israel are prophesied to accompany the multinational Gog and Magog conflict that will signal the end times. So Ezekiel 38, 18 through 20 reads, this comes from, because I'm reading this on Breaking Israel News, they quote the Israel Bible. So that says, "On that day when Gog sets foot on the soil of Yisrael, declares Hashem, my raging anger shall flare up, for I have decreed in my indignation and in my blazing wrath. On that day, a terrible earthquake shall befall the land of Israel. The fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the beasts of the field, all creeping things that move on the ground, and every human being on earth shall quake before me. Mountains shall be overthrown, cliffs shall topple, and every wall shall crumble to the ground." Now, what's interesting about that is, does that coincide with the second coming, with the return of Jesus? Is the Gog-Magog war going to occur at that same time? Is that when that great battle is going to occur? And is that also what's talked about in Revelation? There are some people that say it's all the same thing. There are some people that kind of separate it out, and they might be different battles, different wars. Of course, I'd like to know what you think. Please leave a comment in the comment section below. Now, Rabbi UQTL Fish, who's an expert in Jewish mysticism and who blogs in Hebrew under the title Sad Chashmai, Chashmal, pointed to several details in yesterday's quake that indicated it had end of day significant. So he said, quote, the epicenter was almost 250 kilometers off the Israeli coast, end quote. So the rabbi noted that the Mediterranean tremors continue. As they continue, they may move out to sea. He says, quote, the distance hints at the 270 days of gestation before birth. The gematria, or Hebrew numerology, of pregnancy is 271, the completion of the 270 days of gestation and the beginning of the birth process. It was located off the coast of Hedera, which is Heder, the room of Yah, God. The sages refer to the womb as the room of God. The quake measured 4.4 on the Richter scale, which is equal to the gematria of Dom, or blood, which is 44, end quote. So Rabbi Fish explained the meaning behind these mystic connections. And you know, again, this is a Jewish mystic interpretation. So this is not Christian. This is Christian by no means. You know, this is not Christian. But again, it's important for us to understand what they believe, even if it's not true, because we need to know where they're coming from. We need to know how they're going to be deceived. We need to know how the Antichrist is going to deceive them. So all this stuff might fit in their interpretation, meaning that they would be more likely to think of this figure as the Messiah. So Rabbi Fish continues, quote, the blood begins when the pregnancy ends and the birth begins. The quake was in the ocean, which symbolizes the womb. The earthquake on Wednesday marked the end of the waiting period. It was the official day of the beginning of the birth of the Messiah. This is the final period in which people can do teshuvah, or repentance, literally return. Then after this, there will be no mercy, because it is the end of the time of the womb, the time we live in Rachamim. End quote. Now, Rabbi Fish also noted nature is the aspect of God reflected in his name Elohim, which refers to God's attribute of judgment. Natural catastrophes are to appear in the end of days to display this aspect of judgment in order that people will repent and return to God. So he also says, quote, the entire world will be judged before the Mashiach, or Messiah. Nature will change, be less normal, because God will be guiding it in a more direct manner. This will be especially true during the war of Gog and Magog. The war will be unique in that it won't be simply a war between countries. God will play a major role via nature through natural disasters. End quote. Now, Rabbi Fish also stated that the natural disaster preceding the Messiah will be universal, but Israel will be spared the more destructive aspects of it. So he says, quote, even now we see hugely catastrophic earthquakes, volcanoes, and hurricanes around the world. Here in Israel, the earthquakes are very mild. This is because Israel has the protection of the Zedekim, or righteous, living and dead, revealed and hidden, end quote. So, of course, now when we, with our biblical prophecy in Christianity, we see a lot of bad things in store for the land of Israel, which is unfortunate. That's why the Jewish people need our prayer. They need our help to understand who their Messiah is. That's why we here at Daily Renegade, we donate money to further the efforts to spread the gospel to these people. And that's part of the reason you want to become a member of Daily Renegade. Now, before we get to that, though, I want to know what you think about this. We are going to, in just a minute, we're going to talk about earthquakes more broadly around the world and in America, what we've been dealing with lately. But before we do, before we get into anything else, let me just talk a little bit more about Daily Renegade. You know, we do donate We do donate some of what you guys send us for your memberships. You know, your membership doesn't just go to us and then we keep it and that's it. We send quite a bit of it out to efforts to spread the gospel in Israel, because that is extremely important to protect the unborn, the most innocent among us, to protect the unborn. That is also extremely important. And also to St. Jude's, to those children who are already born yet are suffering a horrible disease and need help. So that's where that's where our efforts go. That's where some of your membership goes. And also the rest of your membership keeps this ministry running. So why would you want to become a member? If you become a member of Daily Renegade today, it means that you're going to have access to full ad-free and exclusive videos that you can't find anywhere else. You can't find this stuff on YouTube. You can't find it anywhere because the internet is being seriously censored like crazy. And you can't really get a whole lot Christian or conservative without it being tainted in some way or without it being censored. So we have established our own platform, Daily Renegade, where you can get this material without ever having to worry about being censored. A lot of you will pay some good money to attend these conferences that we speak live at. Well, it's like that, but it's all year round, and it's from the comfort of your own home. And there's no limit to it because we're constantly adding new material. We're always adding new videos. So you can get full episodes of all that, Apolloneering with Seth MacVay, The Christian Contrarian with Gary Wayne, Through the Black Uncensored with Jared Kressman and Tom Dunn, The Z-Files with the fine folks at BioWarrior, Peck Underground Church and Peck Brothers Productions. You get a lot of content. These are just shows, by the way. These aren't individual episodes. Each show has its own list of individual episodes. You'll also have full access to our members-only message board where hosts and viewers can fellowship together. You know, this another reason why we put this out there is because so many people spend a lot of money to go to these conferences just so they can have fellowship, because, you know, I've heard this more often than I think anything else. They say that those conferences are church to them because they don't get that level of fellowship or that level of truth in church. Well, this way you don't have to wait till the next conference. You can sign up today and have access to all this stuff now. So a membership to Daily Renegade is only $10 a month, or it's $100 a year. That is the better deal, because then you get 2 months for free. Either way, it works out to be less than a cup of coffee a day. Breaks down to you having access to 3 or 4 videos, sometimes more, for every $1 of your membership. So to be a member today, just click on the link in the description below. Sign up. It's only $10 a month or $100 a year. It's an excellent deal, and you're not going to find that anywhere else. So, make sure you do that. All right. Now we're going to talk about the earthquakes around the world, but we're going to save that for, members only. So again, if you want to be a member, become a Daily Renegade member now at dailyrenegade.com. And to everybody on YouTube, who are watching free, thank you so much. And by the way, there's no shame in watching for free. That's why we put it up there. But please, I will ask you, please subscribe. Click on the bell for notifications. It's very important you do so. So members, if you're a member, hang on the line. We are going to get into some earthquakes. If you are watching this for free, thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless. Okay, members-only content now. There are a lot of earthquakes around the world. So we just talked about the two that hit Israel, but there's plenty more. There recently were 10 earthquakes that struck the coast of Northern California in less than 24 hours. So this was reported on in February, so it wasn't that long ago, just a couple of months ago. But 10 earthquakes of preliminary magnitudes between 3.0 and 4.5 struck off the coast of Northern California between Saturday and Sunday. The United States Geological Survey reported on this, that the series of earthquakes rumbled beneath the Pacific Ocean between 3 miles and 27 miles west of Petrolia in Humboldt County. The first earthquake struck early Saturday morning at a magnitude of 4.3, while a second earthquake of 3.2 magnitude rumbled about 30 minutes later. Three additional earthquakes hit between 4:30 p.m. and 5:38 p.m. Saturday. In the same area, registering magnitudes between 2.9 and 3.6, USGS reported a 3.0 magnitude earthquake struck that night at 11:37 p.m. So the geological activity continued on into that Sunday. USGS reported four earthquakes near Petrolia between 2:18 p.m. and 4:05 p.m., and the earthquakes ranged in magnitude from 3.4 to 4.5. So at that time, more than 240 people from Mendocino to McKinleyville said that they felt the 4.5 magnitude earthquake that struck that Sunday at 2:18 p.m. This, again, was according to the USGS's online felt report page. There was no initial word on damage or injury resulting from those quakes. The National Weather Service office in Eureka said that Sunday afternoon there was no tsunami danger. But it doesn't end there. There was also a magnitude 5.5 earthquake on a Hawaii island. Now, this occurred in March, so this was after the 10 earthquakes in California. This occurred the month after, just this past March, so even more recently. A magnitude 5.5 earthquake struck the south flank of Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's island at 12:55 a.m. early that Wednesday morning. The earthquake occurred at a depth of 6.3 kilometers and was felt all across the Big Island. It was felt strongest in Volcano Village. And for a short time, the USGS website also measured the earthquake at a possible magnitude 4.8, but later appeared to confirm the magnitude 5.3 measurement. The final number was magnitude 5.5. That's where they landed on it. So the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, which said the earthquake struck in the Helena region of Kilauea volcano, reported that no tsunami is expected after the event. However, some areas may have experienced strong shaking, and that came from the PTWC. Now, according to USGS Hawaiian Volcano Observatory Seismic Network Manager Brian Shiro, a significant damage to buildings or structure was not expected. Shiro added, quote, "We see no detectable changes in volcanic activity at the summit or along the rift zones at Kilauea as a result of this earthquake. Aftershocks are possible and could be felt," end quote. So now there were others. There was others that hit. There was one that hit Maryland in January 16th in Maryland. There was one on that same day in Oklahoma, January 16th. That was when it was reported. The one in Maryland was a 4.7, and the one in Oklahoma was 4.4. And then just a couple days earlier than that in January, there's a headline that says strange seismic waves rippled around the world and scientists are baffled and don't know why. We reported on that here on Peck Report. You can go back in the archives if you're interested in that. I don't want to rehash everything we already talked about. So it's happening a lot in America, seems to be happening more frequently in Israel. But again, it's not only here. It's also occurring around the world. There was a powerful earthquake in Papua New Guinea just a couple of days ago. And earlier than that, there was one in Mexico that hit Mexico. That was a 6.6 magnitude. There was a 7.5 magnitude that struck Peru, the Peru-Ecuador border area. The one in Papua New Guinea was a magnitude 7.5. So again, what is with all of these earthquakes and why are they all culminating around this time? Is it possible this conflict that we're seeing now involving Israel and Syria, and specifically Damascus, could these earthquakes be a harbinger for what's occurring there geopolitically? Are we about to see the outbreak of a war? It's something we need to pray about. It's something we need to keep our eyes on. And we here at Peck Report, we will be keeping our eyes on it. We will keep you informed. So, again, thank you so much for your membership. I want to know what you think about all of this. Please leave a comment in the comment section on the page that you're viewing this on or in the message board at dailyrenegade.com. And again, just thank you so much for your membership. Thank you for being a part of the family. Until next time, that is all for now. Till next time, take care and God bless.